Kenobi Garden of the Galaxy, Chris. Well, there's a lot of reasons why different people, you know, say that they don't want much to do with Christianity. There's a lot of reasons why somebody might say, okay, I don't really want to be a part of the church or anything to do with God. And some of those are good reasons, and some of those are not so good reasons. But I think one of the reasons that we underestimate how good it really is whenever people talk about just how many atrocities have been committed in the name of Christ. I think a lot of times we in the church, we as Christians, we try to downplay that. You know, we try to just, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to bring it up. When somebody does bring it up, we get upset. And you know, I think that's just, what's a better word than stupid? It's just misguided. You, because as if we're going to be honest people, if we're going to be thoughtful and reasonable, there's a part of us that kind of has to own up to our roots and where we come from. And it goes beyond just, okay, every institution is a little bit evil because, you know, there's people in it and people are sinful. It goes a little beyond that. The trouble with the church started 3 centuries or so, about 300 years after Jesus died and rose from the dead. Okay? For the first 300 years, the church was basically a organization, a community of slaves and women and people who lived in poverty, people who didn't have anything. And so, you know, they suffered persecution quite a bit, and they died for their faith in droves. And that was really kind of what Jesus had described would happen. He said this was going to happen. But about 300 years later, the tides turn. The everything kind of flips. You see, one Roman emperor got baptized, and then a few centuries later, a few decades later, big difference, but a few decades later, another emperor decided, I'm going to make Christianity the only legal religion in all of Rome. In the entire empire, there is only one religion that is going to be legal, and it's going to be Christianity. And suddenly the power just flips like that. Suddenly the people who had been persecuted, well, now they had the legal right to persecute others. The people who had died for their faith, now they could do something much easier than dying for their faith. They could kill for their faith. And suddenly all of these religions, this pluralistic Roman Empire, all of these religions that had lived peacefully for hundreds and hundreds of years, now suddenly those were all illegal. And so the church, the Christians, they went in and they tore down temples and they burned down houses. And the very same Colosseum where they had bled, now they went to. And they cheered on as other people bled. The church that had been persecuted became a place of persecutors. And that's really where things kind of went off the rails. Fast forward now, instead of decades, centuries, and something called the Crusades happened. The Crusades basically began-ish when some Roman soldiers, some Christian soldiers, arrived in Jerusalem. And they found that Jerusalem, which was a holy city to them, was now overtaken by Muslims and Jews. And they didn't like that. And they weren't used to being told no. They weren't used to being on this side of persecution. They were used to being the persecutors. And so they began a series of wars to get Jerusalem back. The people back then who wrote about this, they write of a pretty terrible things of Christian soldiers taking